This poem is titled The Gloria Ascension. My darkest moments are those leading to my success. A hesitation where I question, do I deserve this? Where my ambition drains like a time lapse in reverse, and I set out to seek a great perhaps through verse. Notes tuck themselves back into books. Passages fold themselves into memories. My tongue reabsorbs every spoken word, which precipitates into a torrent of thoughts. Pulling back from the page, each letter lifts, swallowed by the inky entrance of a pen, a vial of darkness from which every thought came. And I fold myself into stillness, camouflaged clean within the wilderness. It's not about the village I came from, the bloodline I was born from, the people that I learned from, how I managed to conform. Possibility accumulates in the thoughts that I form, a connection that reminds me, word is bond. Gloria, we were once so many words. Gloria, our fingers were bookmarks in other worlds. Gloria, we were still ascending undying stars. Gloria, we had learned the language of light years. Darling, I had wrapped those memories in tears, but something still sticks after all these years. It's something like a spark, something like the start, something that a soothsayer might say, something that sets me apart, the power of laying letters. I play with words and pay for progress in syllables. Every symbol I unearth in verse binds me to greater meaning, grows me to a greater being, gets me off, and paper folds are how I set it off. Often, the fastest way to change is starting. Often, the past tense of pain is parting. Often, the punctuation of fear is loving. But what's more important is being relentless in loving yourself regardless, is freeing your mind to other lanes of learning, to shed off your burdens, to shapeshift, allow yourself to forge a great rift between who you are and who you could have been, and somewhere in the gap you glimpse a future you'd have never seen. There, the power of imagination. The tangible tactic of turning the tables and learning the fables and rewriting the story, starting from scratch, better yet, stripping away the syntax, the grammar, the letters, tearing the skin, ripping the fetters, until there's no worse and no better, until nothing but nothing is left, and what's to come will never be the same, and this is what it means to be born again. A blank page. Not every story is an escape. Not every poem is a matter of applause. Not every talent comes at a high cost. Not every commitment is lifeless. Not every freedom is priceless. We haven't written every story in existence. What we've penned can still be edited. Not every creator will be credited. But inspiration is a golden string to an exit, or a golden noose, still an exit, a chance, and I'm taking it. In other words, nothing is guaranteed. Even the grief you release returns as belief, and belief burns bright as relief, and relief runs silent as peace, and peace punishes comprehension, folds it complacent until desire is another closed compartment that cracks open with loss, a sentence to sorrow, a surrender to grief, release. In other words, nothing is guaranteed. I present to you another bridge to be burned, every so often another life to be earned. I present to you possibilities on loop, a tune chop, chop, chopped and screwed. I present to you a new, new, new you. Every day, a new you, you, you. Every day, a new, new, new you. Every day, a new you, you, you.